Welcome to Back Talk.
Welcome to Back Talk, episode 33. We got C Rich in the building.
What's poppin', Slime?
Ray Ban in the building. Soup. Oh my God, these fucking fools. Anyway, we're back and I'm super hyped because it's warming up outside. It's been beautiful. You know, a Florida girl like me loves when the sun shines. So I'm in a great mood.
Girls about to start taking off their clothes and shit.
Summer dresses, booty shorts.
Leave them on, queens. Come on out.
Anyway, though, so I don't want to take your little rundown, so go ahead, C Rich.
Hey, man, how about, let me just go ahead and shout out Chris James real fast, because he had his play on Sunday.
It was on Sunday?
Yeah, it was on.
It was on Saturday.
K, first of all, don't take me because you didn't even show up, so don't even do that.
You didn't even show up, so don't come to me about anything. Yeah, shout out to Chris James. The play, Dear Black People, was fantastic.
Heard it was phenomenal.
It was worth every dime, every penny. I loved it. I was cracking up the whole time. The messages were on point. Like, I loved it.
I don't even do plays, and I feel like that shit was
It was good.
An enjoyable event.
You could see it
national.
It can definitely go national.
Easily.
Shout out to Chris James, man. He's a listener of the show. He listens all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. So. He knew so much that he knew Chris was throwing shade last episode.
Yeah, I was like, dang.
Oh, how y'all be ganging up on me? He knew that? Man. Oh, thank you, Chris James. Thanks, my brother.
But yeah, man, shout out to him and his wife. His wife is also a part of his whole directing team and creativity
team.
She
has, like, dreads or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
I didn't even know. He was like, yeah, that's my wife. She got on the beard joke. But yeah, shout out to him. Also, his clothing line, which Ray is rocking right now.
Yeah, I'm so black on magic. Yes.
I'm so black on magic.
I had cop two of them. I had two.
Y'all cop one, three.
Hey, man, you got
y'all ain't give me one? Wait.
You have to be at the event.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Who your extra shirt for?
Don't worry about it. Just know I supported black business. That's all that matters. You feel me?
Y'all ain't shit. You see how they do me every week? I couldn't get a shirt, though, bruh.
I got you on the shirt, man. Don't worry about it.
All right.
But yeah, shout out to them. And shout out to Melvin. Well, I don't want to call him Melvin. That's not
DJ.
Yeah, DJ.
Stage name.
The singer. He did a great job.
Hey, he got a nice voice, man. I didn't know he sang. I know that's like y'all.
That's our boy.
Y'all close to him. But yeah, he's pretty dope, man.
Yeah, he's the one that come on the show, actually. So now that y'all have like seen his talent, maybe he can come on.
We'll talk to him about that. shout out to Melvin. He's definitely cool.
Hey, man, stand your ground, homie. You're doing good, man.
Yeah, we definitely going to have him on the show at some point. We definitely got to bring Chris James back.
Definitely, man.
Brother is powerful. I think me and C kind of talked about this. When you kind of know somebody, it's a little different. So you don't really look at their talent the same way as other people do on the outside. So when... having Chris here and having known Melvin, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, yeah, I know they're good. Yeah, but it's like, but
that's my partner. Good.
But yeah, y'all don't know y'all was that good.
Right.
Chris, man, you amazing writer. Like, for somebody to write that play in that manner and be so well structured and the messages to hit and the comedy be so fucking good. Fucking I was rolling the whole show, but then it gave you every range of emotion.
Right? Mm-hmm. I had mentioned it to my mom and she was mad. She was like, why you didn't invite me? I was like, I ain't know you was into that kind of jazz, back. You feel me? But yeah, whenever he come, I'm definitely going to
I'll be there.
I'm going to have a crew with me coming to support, man, for real.
Wearing my shirt that one of y'all's going to give me. I'll be there the next show. All right. Anybody else y'all want to shout out?
Not necessarily a shout out, but definitely a rest in power to Winnie Mandela.
Oh, yeah.
You dig? She passed away today.
Queen. Another black queen.
A real, real queen.
For real. She was holding my mans down. Well, I wouldn't say my mans, but you know.
you knew Nelson Mandela?
That's Winnie was a real rider, though, man. She was a real rider. She was a warrior, like, more so than, no disrespect, but more so than Nelson. She was on some super revolutionary shit. She was out there really killing motherfuckers over the revolution. Oh, so
literally?
Yeah, she literally put tires on people's necks and lit them on fire.
Okay.
So
it's my type of shit.
You know, not saying that's the only solution to to the world's problems, but you dig.
Sometimes like, you gotta light really shit on fire.
She was really on it. So, and that's one of the things, man. A lot of females, they be in the revolution, they really be on it.
Exactly.
Like
Angela
Davis. We be on the front line.
You know, they be on that, you know. Shout out to all the Ashada Shakur, of course. Shout out to all the sisters out there.
Yes.
In other news, let's talk about, I guess, Stephon Clark.
Can we pause? Because you sound like you really don't want to talk about it. Like, can I get some energy? Can I get some, like, let listeners
you
know
you man,
really
I'm not one
about?
For the hype, you know, understand.
If it was talking about women, you'd be hype.
I like to dissect the situation before I put my input in.
Okay.
And after I seen the brother go in the courtroom, mm-hmm. I pretty much had made my judgment about the situation, and indeed came out to be right. Correct.
So what's the situation?
Okay, but you made an assumption.
Because y'all
of the
talking
brother.
Like we know what y'all talking about. What are y'all talking about?
So Stephon Clark was a brother up in Sacramento, California, who was murdered by the police. He was shot. What was it? 20 times. He got
that
shot like 6 or 8 times in the back.
20, yeah.
Oh, the back was 9, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And all of them were supposedly fatal shots, so he was dead.
In no way, guys. Don't take that the wrong way. I do not agree with that. That was definitely... was ridiculous. And bro was in his what? Grandma's backyard, fam? Like, come on.
Your people's backyard. If you're not safe at home, where
all
are you
of them
safe?
Need to be arrested, locked up, like ASAP.
Did you see they his grandmother no crying time. On a news conference? That shit was heartbreaking. That. Like, yeah, they had to kind of pull her away because she was crying. Like, she was like, why couldn't y'all tase him? Why couldn't y'all send the dogs? Like, y'all had to shoot my baby down. You know what I mean?
Because police are cowards. No disrespect to the people who wear
the
badges.
Come on now. Not all cops are cowards.
Nah, they're trained to be cowards.
The ones who did some shit like that,
trained to be cowards.
Don't be disrespectful like
that.
They
train them. Don't take chances. You got to make it home.
Don't make it a generalized statement.
No, it's not. No, that's not fair. That's not right. That's incorrect.
Listen, because... I know you got family who is a part of the force.
Really
I do too. I got friends who are in the force. They are trained to be cowards.
Okay, don't say that no more. Break it down what you mean.
And the reason I'm saying that, do they not train the cops? Look, it's better to shoot and not know.
Yeah, but if you see a man got a cell phone, man, come on now.
No, it's not about that though. They're not willing to take risks no more. They're not going to take no type of risk on their lives. They'd rather kill somebody than to take the chance that that person. Could possibly
kill
have
them.
A knife,
could kill them. To take the chance,
it's
they
like
see
my
somebody
life or
with
yours.
A knife.
It's, yeah, they want to go home
away.
To their family just as much
ten
as that other person want to go home
you
to their family.
You gonna shoot them and kill them? What you can't shoot at the legs, you can't. If
because
you're not
that's
able,
a lawsuit.
No, listen,
you can't shoot at no legs.
Listen,
that's a lawsuit.
That's fine though, but you will. That, listen, to what you're saying? That's a lawsuit. So you
yes.
really take somebody's life, then lose money.
Yeah,
I mean that's just how it works.
That's
a lawsuit,
man.
Come on now.
Yeah, so I mean, look, the situation is fucked up. Of course, I'll never agree with a cop taking a brother's life, you know, prematurely. But we gotta dissect.
Aw, shit.
We gotta dissect and really, like, who are we willing to really ride for? And for me, I'm not. When I see the shit on Twitter, where Stephon Clark was talking about black women disrespectfully. Saying he'll never date a black woman, you know, all this other shit about he won't date a dark skin. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking
Does
at
that
it.
Does that change the fact that another black man is dead, though? Even though he
no,
was like,
in the grand scheme of things, because I don't want them to take that as, you
permission?
Know. Permission? Yeah, permission to kill us.
So what are you saying?
But I definitely don't think we should be riding
that's
and protesting
for
them for him
after that.
In the same
that's
way
that's self-hate,
that we ride for everybody
man. That's
else.
Already Wait, self-hate. That what? Goes everything that goes against everything we out here talking about.
But one thing doesn't negate that, like I'm with you. Of course, you know me, pro black woman, queen, etc. But I feel like now the picture's bigger. Like, if he was alive, it's like, yeah, fuck you. How you gonna say that shit? But you're dead at the hand of something that's unrelated to who you were. Yeah, he probably may have been a fucked up human being, but that was my brother who was shot down and didn't need
that's
to
not
be.
Your brother.
What's that
he
your
wouldn't,
brother?
He wouldn't call you his sister.
He don't have to. I still recognize him as my brother. But y'all know what I'm saying? A black man, okay? Fuck
yeah,
he
yeah.
my brother. A black man that's been shot down. Like, that's saying, like, you can't count somebody's faults. I'm sure there's a lot of shit in our background and make people think we deserve certain things or
I didn't
not,
say,
death,
I'm not saying that he deserved that, but it makes it harder to ride for that person when they out here saying stuff like
that's
that.
That's why you can't idolize people. You can't be about the person, you gotta be about the movement. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can't be about Stephon Clark or this particular person. Yeah, that person died and it makes it more personal because it's a person, but it's more so about the fucked up situation and the reality we live in. You get what I'm saying? So you gotta ride for that. Ride for the situation, ride for the movement. Not the person, because we all got flaws.
I'm not riding with Black Lives Matter, though. I'll tell you that.
But we ain't talking about them. I ain't saying the hashtag. I'm saying literally
the shit that we want to change. You ride for that,
not for the person. And I think that will let you not get caught up in your emotions and be like, well, damn, he was hating women out here.
But I must say.
Black women. Hating black women.
Yeah, we got to be specific about black that. Black women. But can we get Stavante off TV, please?
I told y'all that. Who is Stavante? Walking in the courtroom with his pants sagging. I already told y'all what it was.
Oh, yes, let's get into it. Why we got to get him off TV?
Did you not see the interview with him and Don Lemon?
No. I saw the picture, though, of him sitting in the council meeting, like, up on the shit where you're supposed to be, like, speaking at.
That ain't even half as bad as the interviews I've been seeing.
I ain't see that. But I love Rebels. Like, to me, like, you killed my brother, and he came in there rebellious in every way. He interrupted their meeting. He sat on the fucking podium where you're not supposed to sit at. He really was on some rah-rah, y'all gonna flex and listen to me. I love that. Now, could he have come in a suit? Could he have come in on some more, like, presentable shit? Yeah, but fuck them. They don't give a fuck about our lives.
If you gonna come like that, you need to back that up when your mouth is opened.
So what happened? He opened his mouth and it was bullshit? Like, what happened?
Yeah, so basically the nigga is campaigning for attention.
Ah, shit.
He just want attention. That's all it is. He's not talking about nothing.
Like, what did he say make you think that?
Him talk. So him. Okay, the first. Oh, shit. So that's my little alarm. It's a hustling sleep, so it's telling me I need to read something tonight. Don't get it twisted. But
oh my God.
So his initial interviews, from what I'm watching him, the brother, you can tell he kind of off. A little bit, something kind of off about dude, but everything he's doing, man, it's really on some like he trying to create a meme moment.
Trying to get famous.
Like he's trying to get famous. If you haven't seen the interviews, you won't quite understand.
Okay,
but basically,
so he cooning. He not really talking about his cooning. Brother.
He's out here. He not really even talking about his brother in a sense because he hasn't seen the video. He don't know. He really don't know nothing too much about it other than what people have told him.
What the fuck? So they were like estranged brothers? Like how
did No, that's his brother, but
he just didn't watch it.
Yeah, he didn't watch it. Which is that's fine. I understand you don't want to see your family get killed. Yeah. Okay, cool. But what you're seeing at the courthouse is the extent of what he's doing. It's just creating the attention, saying pulling stunts.
Being a rebel, really like Kay.
He's not being rebellious though. This is his opportunity to get attention.
I didn't know the whole full context. For me, and C-Rich and I had a conversation off air in reference to, like, if we agreed or disagreed with his presentation, essentially, right? So, before I say what I had to say, how did you feel about how he was dressed and how he was acting?
In the courtroom, no, sir. Like, I feel like, off rip, the way he came in that courtroom and how he presented himself, that was a no-go.
I didn't have a problem with that.
But
how should he have
done
it?
Because if you're going to come in a place where it's like, you know, media and it's an outlet for you to talk and express what happened to your brother, a platform. I feel like you should come correct, bro.
Wait, but what's come correct? That's all I need to know.
Not having your pants sagging down to your knees. No.
I don't care about that.
It would be different.
Why though? I need to know the psychology behind this shit. What's wrong with him coming there with his pants hanging
because
out?
Because that looks ignorant. Like it does.
But why does that matter when his brother was slaughtered?
Because niggas is gonna look at you like a clown, bro. Like these people that hold all the power are not gonna want to hear anything you have to say when you come
they
in
don't
looking
care
stupid.
You think they gonna listen
they don't
more
care
when
about you
come
I feel like it'd give you a better opportunity if you come
That's
a little bit more correct.
There is no opportunity.
There is opportunity.
They don't give a fuck about you.
So you just rather just look dumb just because they not going they
no,
don't give a fuck.
It's a silent fuck you like that's the
they
thing
don't
like,
give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck if you got degrees, they don't give a fuck if you got on a suit, if your shit sagging. I get what you're saying because I ain't with the shit sagging, but my thing is in that you got to put it in context. If we just in a business meeting, then yeah, what the fuck are you doing? But if I'm coming to literally disrupt your shit, no matter what my motives are, I'm coming to disrupt, you know what I'm saying?
No.
That's like
I feel like we should be dressing like my brothers of the Nation of Islam. We coming correct and proper.
Bro, they shooting it. They gunning us down, too. They don't give a fuck about
hey,
that.
Hey, man, but still.
But what's like, the but still?
There is no but still.
The point you're making is if you present it this way versus that way, you're going to get a different result or a different image, right? What we're saying is you can come out with a fuck you think you should, and we can all be dead the same way. What are you achieving or accomplishing by dressing in a tux versus some saggy pants and a wife beater? Hey, what do you? What's the difference?
If that's the image y'all want out there,
no. Answer the question. What's the difference?
That's not me.
No, it don't matter. Like
I'm not gonna dress like that.
We not talking about you. We talk about the situation because I really want to understand.
Well,
like, why it it's matters more so that
who,
much.
Yeah, who are you trying to be presentable to? Because,
everybody who's watching.
Okay, but who's everybody that's watching?
My family, shit, politicians, anybody who
the politicians.
Who in the so people situation. Of power, you want to appeal to the people of power is what you're I
just
saying.
White folks. I just said say my, it. Just say white.
That's
folks.
What you're
my,
saying.
I just said my family. Didn't I say family first?
But you saying listen, the people in the courtroom matter in the majority.
Everybody,
of the
everybody who's watching matters. Everybody
listen,
who's watching. That's,
let me tell you,
it doesn't matter who it is.
If he would have came in there dressed the same exact way and had some real shit to say, do you think we would have gave a fuck about how he was dressed?
I would have.
Nothing would have changed.
I would have.
The same result would happen. He not going to get justice. The family's going to get paid off. And it's going to be on to the next one.
And back to, see, this is the thing we get caught up in the semantics and the sideshow. The fucking issue is we have another black man that's been shot the fuck down in his grandmother's yard a whole bunch of times. And we have no reason why these people aren't being held accountable. That's the shit we need to focus on. Fuck everything else. And I get what you're saying about presentation and you want to be respectable. But my thing is, I don't know. I guess I'm just a rebel. Like, who cares how the fuck I'm dressed? Like, I should have the same human rights as a white exactly. man. That's because if a white man come dressed like us, they going to listen to what the fuck he got to say. You got to take a black man in a suit and a white man that look urban or however, whatever like we want to put on that. Who they going to listen to first? The white man. So it don't matter how the fuck you dress.
I'm going to listen to the brother.
The brother in the suit.
You.
The brother in the suit is going to get treated worse than the white man on meth.
Right.
Dressed like
tweaking
a trailer park
shit. They're going to be like, oh, wait, maybe he just ate something bad. Like, they always want to find
they
excuses and shit for their people. For us, they assume the worst automatically. Like, that's probably a thug. Just put on a suit today.
But I don't want to even keep harping on that because we all know that's the reality. The thing is, what are we going to do? Because ain't nobody shit. Really talking about doing nothing. Niggas
what
is talking about
do,
creating recreational centers. His brother, Stavonte Clark, was like,
that's just
oh, the mayor.
Like,
what the fuck is that going to do? What is
what
a recreational center
going to do? We've been
do?
Having this conversation since Trayvon Martin before that even. What can we do? When we know what we can do, but this man was at home. He wasn't out doing no shit. Like, he wasn't walking down the street in a hoodie looking conspicuous or whatever. It wasn't all these other scenarios.
Limit.
This man was at his grandmother's backyard.
Limit all interaction with police. As much as
why
possible.
Why the fuck did they, you know,
do
why,
not
were they
with
why were they there? Why were they there?
Why was they chasing
him? I think they said something about they was chasing somebody into a backyard. And
but what limiting your interaction with the police got to do with me being shot at my grandmother's back? If I'm
because they
taking
can't
out
see,
the trash
they're scary.
Shit.
They can't see. They see a black man back there.
So
I think
saying,
the, I think the neighbors had called police or some shit and said somebody was trying to get into their house.
Okay.
And so they see somebody black in the backyard, they assume.
Well, that's common.
You know what I'm
saying? But you said your remedy is limit your interactions with
yeah,
police.
Yeah, don't
does
deal
do?
With interaction with police at all.
But
try
they
to,
come to your shit, they come to your home.
Try your best to not interact with police in any way, shape,
bro,
or form.
Bro, we're not talking about walking down the street at Atlantic Station or somewhere that's in a communal. We're oh saying
if you
at
live
home.
In a black community, don't call police for no reason at all, period.
Okay, see what
unless,
you're thinking.
Unless your
you
life is
in
dire straits,
don't
call
involve
police
them.
At
okay,
all.
Okay, Sirich, what you think the remedy is if there is one? Because you looking like you don't disagree. We don't
then,
agree with any of this shit.
Some of the situations where cops will come in and answering calls to, like, kids in need and families. You know, kids dealing with, families dealing with kids who have mental issues and shit, behavior issues. They call police and then they end up killing their kid. Mm-hmm. This is shit that's all been that's been going on. So I'm saying the solution, one of the solutions, not the solution. Of course, black economics is always going to be a solution. Separation is always going to be a solution. But one is to limit all interaction with police. Don't call them for shit unless your life is in danger. Don't call them for shit, period. Your man, and I know this is fucked up because we about to get into domestic violence. Your man hit you. If you really love that man, don't call no fucking police. You asking them to go come and kill both of y'all ass. I'm so serious about this. Don't call
these
police.
These are the
for
words and opinions of Ray.
Yeah, this is all Ray.
Listen, not unless your life is in direct whole. Danger, you know you about to get killed, do not call police. You asking for a death sentence.
I don't think all that is necessary.
What do you think is necessary, Sirich?
Honestly, I don't believe there's not much we can do to come.
So there's
the
no remedy.
It's really not. It's just like the school shootings. I mean,
it ain't like the school shootings.
Let him. Let him
yeah,
speak.
It ain't. It's not. It's not too much we can do. Honestly, I'm still not gonna have a negative perception of police because being that I have parents that's in that field, like I'm not finna just label all police bad, and that just causes more problems when you do that. And it forces cops, it puts them in situations to where it makes their job even harder, even the good ones, because they gotta fucking deal with all that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm gonna be a hard ass around this police officer. Like, for what? Why you gotta do that? I'm just trying to do my job, man. That's all I'm here for. I don't have time.
And we
for
just
that.
Trying to live, but some of y'all shooting us the fuck down.
But that's not all
so
of them.
So how is that not from a solution, distance, though?
Your parent or whoever it is in your family that's like a stand up.
You don't. I mean, you just gotta have an open mind. Like, you can't
open mind, because that's
gonna create a problem.
Look, what I'm saying, I'm not saying for people to go out and kill cops. I'm saying don't deal with them at all. How is that being abusive towards people?
I mean, if you don't want to deal with them,
you know what I'm saying? Like, no, don't deal with them at all.
I'm still
going to
fuck with y'all. You don't know the good
ones. You don't know the good ones from the bad ones. So I'm saying, if unless it's a absolute necessity, don't deal with them.
I know y'all jobs are hard every day. Avoid them. And I respect everything you guys do, all you first responders. I salute you.
So, with that being said, C. Rich has a special position, right? Because he has family members. He knows them outside of that uniform. Sorry. But for those of us that don't have people close to us in uniform, or that do, but they're few and far between, like, we don't have that same sentiment. I do, though.
I have friends. I have a sister who's a cop. I'm telling you, do not deal with they motherfucking ass on the street. Like, avoid them. I'm not saying they're bad. All of them are bad people. I'm saying we don't know who is. And the ones who are good, they're not going to do nothing about the bad ones.
And this is a great representation of the conflict. Like, we don't know. It's like, not who's going, bad,
so,
who's good.
So just stay away from them. Like, I don't know.
But you're going to need them at some point.
Bruh.
If you got a business,
Muhammad Ali once said
into
something that I agree with. You know, dealing with white folks is like dealing with snakes. You don't know which ones are venomous, but
not
you see a bunch of
black.
But listen,
I mean,
but you don't know which ones are venomous. They coming down the aisle. I'm not finna take no chances and see. Okay, well, this is one. I know that one is venomous. But what about that one? I'm not finna do all that
it's
deciphering
at this point,
because I don't have time for that. My life is in jeopardy.
Yeah.
So I'm not calling no police for no reason.
Or there's a chance your life could be in jeopardy.
Yes,
and you don't
I'm
know.
Not doing it.
I get what you're saying.
That's not an indictment on the good cops. Y'all need to be doing something about the bad cops, and they refuse to do it. Is that right or wrong? Do the good cops actually tell on the bad cops?
No, it was a brother.
They don't.
It's the biggest fraternity of them all.
That don't mean
I
your parents
say
are
that.
Bad,
I wouldn't
Chris.
Say that.
That mean
what would
integrity,
you say then? I need you to speak because you have a special like
point of
view in this. We don't have.
I don't think that.
What do you think?
Just because. Okay.
Gather your thoughts.
So you're saying good cops don't speak on bad cops?
They don't out
they
each
don't.
Other.
They don't. That's
because then they're gonna be a piranha. They're not gonna put themselves in danger.
In all scenarios, like I believe that's false, because there has been times, and then you even have like informers.
Name one.
You have informers. They have systems to where they have people planted into these agencies that sniff out corruptness and injustice. We seen it in New York.
We know they have internal affairs.
That shit is pretty common, like, all the time. Like, that shit happens, and people get blocked up.
You don't think just the fact that they have to be there says something about the fucking institution itself?
But everybody needs to be governed, especially when a police agency has so much discretion. Like, that doesn't say anything. It don't matter
what. The police. Like,
yeah, and you have to have somebody there. It's just like the military. It's the same thing. Like, you have to have somebody there to make sure everything is going okay.
Something else that's been in the news lately, or should I say blogs, because this shit ain't really news, but the Fab and Emily B situation, right? So we saw the video on TMZ how you see Fab like lunging at her and like cursing and threatening her family members. And we basically just wanted to discuss it and say, like, okay, everybody's saying like, oh, it's an abusive history that they have, and that's why she kind of lunged back. Other people like, man, he ain't hit her. He just was mad at the situation. And we think it's worth discussing. So, C. Rich, what you think? You saw the video.
First off, I didn't see nobody getting swung on in the video. I ain't see no fist connect with no cheeks. So I can't really speak on him putting hands on her. Okay. Now, people can make assumptions on what they want to believe by the actions and everything, but until I see some video, I mean, I'm not about to say bruh's hitting her. Now, people would say the way she responded, but I mean,
right.
Yes.
First off, if a nigga is that heated, I don't think any female will run up to that nigga if you see how heated, especially if he's arguing with your own family. At that point, as a woman, you choosing sides on, shit, should I go defend him? Should I defend my family? So I don't know about that situation.
What you think? I'm the woman, so I'm going to go last.
you should go next. But, so what are we talking on? Just
what do you think? Like, do you think that was a reflection of what's been going on, but now it's caught on camera, kind of like the police situation? Do you think, you know, it was maybe like a one-off and Fab really isn't this bad guy that Twitter and the media is trying to paint him as?
We can't say because, yeah. I mean, we don't know them.
Well, let me speak my piece.
I can say what her running away, that is like kind
of... Did you see how quick she ducked off, though? Like, this is what I was telling C. Rich off air, right? So, you know how, like, well, for me, I'm one of those women that can get a little buck. Not buck, like, really, like, turn up on my dude, but, like, kind of get passionate, maybe in his personal space. And I feel like when you know your dude not going to hit you, that's when you kind of maybe, like, amp up. You know what I'm saying? And, like, be, like, in his face. But if you know he the type that really would, like, snap off and like really hit you, then you gonna keep your distance and you gonna react in a certain way because you know that nigga really can't hit you versus like, girl, he ain't gonna hit me, so you gonna stay popping shit, you gonna stay cool or whatever. But her, she ducked off like, no, this nigga really about to come after me because it's as if she saw his behavior. And on a side note, I don't know if Fabulous or not, like I do, but I have heard for a while that he basically like ain't shit, and we saw the shit that played out on Love & Hip Hop like seasons ago with the dynamics of their relationship, so it just makes me think like, why are you still with this nigga? Like, I don't get it.
Because he's a fucking provider. The same reason why a lot of these women go back to relationships like that, because he can take care of the family, take care of the kids, take care of you. That's why she's gonna go back. At the end of the day, I mean, he might not even be a bad guy, honestly. He might be a great father, and she might look at that. She might look at that and be like...
That always plays a role.
She might be like, damn, he really like...
And
he
has two sons from him.
He really take care of them, make sure they are straight in everything that they need, and he values them. And, honestly, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I can't really speak on it, honestly. When you get on Twitter, it's like people saw the video of him hitting her. Like, everybody, he hit her. I go watch the video. I'm like, where is that?
No, the affidavit.
I'm thinking it's another video.
What you mean, the affidavit?
Not affidavit. The court, whatever the fuck the shit's called, when she had to go put in the police report, it says he knocked out her two front teeth. So that's where they're getting it from, like the actual...
I haven't seen that.
I think like either she was recalling previous events or whatever happened right before, right after this video. It's somewhere in a close timeline. I should have pulled it up. But yeah, like she says it. Like basically like her teeth was fucked up. They say knocked out. They say fucked up. Basically mouth made contact to hand and her shit was fucked up off what he did. So in that video, no.
And I also want to know in that situation. Hold on before you go in. I also want to know in that situation that she put hands on him as well.
No, that's a great.
Because everybody always wants to, in these domestic, well, intimate partner violence situations, people want to, you know, blame go in at the man. But I want to know what that woman did, you know, at the end of the day. So,
I mean, can we really, look at Fab. He weighed what, like 125? You really think he breaking women?
He's not 125. That nigga's tall. Well,
tall and skinny.
Skinny.
Listen, bones hurt. He ain't got to be an old, super swole ass nigga to hurt. But I'm even fuck saying. All that. Like, even if he was 4'11" and a scrawny thing, that's still a man being violent towards his partner.
She might be beating on him behind closed doors. So? Could be. She thick.
And we
too.
Not making light of this shit.
She
like,
thick too. That's so up. I mean,
no, I just think, with the Fab situation, it kind of make you look at people a little different, you know, when you see little shit like that, because it's like, that's not the persona that he really puts out. Like, he's supposed to be the chill, cool
smooth.
Dude.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I was shocked. Exactly.
But whenever people like, whenever they on some smooth shit like that, they really explode.
But
like, when they
listen,
really
yeah,
but
see, and then so her male family members, if I called y'all, I'm living with my dude, right? And I was like, yo, C-Rich Ray-Ban, come get these guns out of this house because this nigga crazy. I know what he gonna do. That, you have to think that. And that's what happened. She had him come get the guns out the house. To me, that says, you know he crazy as fuck.
No,
if I don't
to
think
me,
he's
gonna don't kill somebody.
That, come on now.
Come on.
All this man got, you think he about to lose his shit? And you know, and that's like, the thing, women do shit for attention, bro. That's some attention shit right there. That's what that is, in my opinion.
Did you
that's
not some, watch the video? That's the some nigga attention was really shit. Trying to hurt him, and he told her brother or whoever, I have a bullet for your ass.
Listen,
in front of
man
people.
And man, man to man, damn right. On some man shit, he ain't say that to
and
her.
And he trying to protect Emily, he ain't harming you. He just said, don't fucking touch my daughter or sister.
I don't give a fuck. Don't speak to...
What the hell?
Niggas in these Samsung phones. Sorry. Like, go on the fuck off.
But no, like, I'm not buying that because it's fabulous. Like, he's not finna shoot and kill
her. Y'all buying that goddamn persona. You know who the real man is.
Listen, no, he's not about to lose his whole fortune shooting some chick that he supposedly...
I don't think he was gonna shoot her down, but it's one of women who didn't think that shit either. They dead and gone. You know what I mean? Because if you emotional, you always talk about getting into your emotions and doing shit that's, like, irrational. We don't know how...
That's going too far right there. That's just...
But
that's
it happens. Not... That's real life. You talking about stats. Y'all can pull that shit. Like,
yeah,
women are killed mostly by their partners. It ain't like drunk driving and accidents and drugs. It's their fucking husbands and boyfriends, especially black women. That's our highest murder rate.
Whoa.
Pause. Stop. On that point. First of all,
I need you to chill because I heard that's bullshit statistic before, and that's a lie. That's not true. But
just turn your phone off. Throw it out the window. Come on.
If it ain't our phone, it's not welcome. Exactly. But yeah, like I'm not buying it, man. Like,
don't buy the statistic, mm-hmm. but buy the fact that that has to say something to you that she felt like she needed to call her brother.
No, that's screaming for attention to me, bro. Like,
I don't think it's attention. For some guns? I think she honestly thought he was going. I think she honestly thought he was going to put hands on her.
But for some guns. Come over and get the guns.
But, yeah, I don't know about the guns. Come on now. He not finna kill her, bro. He not about to kill this. Okay.
And then I want to know why they arguing in the first place. Because we miss that. It does matter. It definitely does. We like to jump on things like that, but we need to go into the deeper issue. People like to ignore why they really arguing and what's really going on.
I don't care what the fuck we arguing about. It should never cause you to lunge at me.
He could have gave her AIDS. He could have gave her AIDS. I mean, shit, you never know.
That's a lungeable effect.
I mean, you never know. You just never know what it is. And y'all be like, damn, I would have been mad too. Exactly. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell y'all, bro, honestly. I still fuck with Fab. I'm still going to bump your music, bro. Like, regardless.
Like Sebree, like Chris Breeze.
Hell yeah. Because when Rihanna put hands on that man anyway, so it don't matter. Come on now.
My thing is this, because really it made me think, like, can you be friends with a person who's an abuser? Yeah. Like, if you know your partner really is an abuser and mess with his girl and beat his girl up, can you really be cool with that person?
I knew a homie, like, he had, like, temper issues, bro. Like, on some crazy shit. Like, bro would blow up. I think off of that, like, I couldn't even be around you, honestly. Before anything any happened, like, I could sniff it out. Like, oh, man, this nigga kind of crazy. Like, I feel like at any time, like, he would probably, like, try to fight me on some shit because he just was like that. He had some temper issues. So, in that point, no, I couldn't deal with that. I would and I would even address him about that, bro. Like, and if I know the girl, I'm hitting her up. Like, yo, you need to. I know it's hard. Bro. I know you love that nigga, but come
look
on,
at your cupcake in the ass.
Come on, bro. Like, no. And I'm gonna tell him, let him know. But it's very common, especially in our community where we have brothers that's fucking beating up on girls. Man, we see it all the time.
And not even always physically, like emotionally, verbally.
Yeah, but then again, we do see a lot of, now, more often, we see girls coming after men as well. Like, that's become more and more common nowadays.
What you mean coming after?
What you mean nowadays getting common? That shit been common forever.
What do y'all mean coming after? Like,
okay, but we see it, I'll say this, we see it more in media than on, like, Twitter and shit.
Because everything's amplified now.
Or women do shit like this, like, I'm going to fuck your shit up type shit. Like, come on. Like,
I'll bust your windows, like, on some Jasmine.
And they think that's okay.
That's not okay.
It's really not.
That's not okay.
But I'm not abusing you. I'm just taking my...
No.
That's still not... And that's the thing. That's crazy, right? Like, and they get a pass for that.
Nah, think about if that man came to your house and bust your windows out. How would you feel?
Probably the same way he felt when I busted his.
So, why you doing that?
I'm not saying one's better or worse. I'm just saying sometimes shit goes down. But can we back up a little bit?
But why can't we use that for the fact that sometimes shit goes down?
But Kay, you never answered the question I gave, which was, can you be friends with an abuser?
That's because I ain't ready to go there. I need y'all to know what Emily said. Wow. So it says, I'm going to answer it. But it says, according to an affidavit of probable cause, while on a flight back from Los Angeles, Emily told authorities that Fab threatened her via text, saying he wanted to hit her upside the head with a baseball bat and he would kill her, but he quote unquote didn't want to go out like that. And then It says she told police she was afraid after that incident. She got the text. It says
Fab, listen to what I'm saying.
Fab later hit her 7 times in the face, causing severe damage to her 2 front teeth. Court document says she ended up losing her 2 front teeth. So this shit wasn't made up. It's fucking court documented. So that's on y'all trying to be like, oh, well, no. No, he was beating her ass. That's why she was like, we know this shit escalates. She been in this thing for over a decade. We don't know how much she done took. You know what I mean? So all I'm saying is don't downplay this shit.
Like, no, I feel you. I'm not saying that it's not possible for Fab to be abused.
But right now.
But he was like, you think Fab gonna right shoot now, and kill her? Yeah, he could.
But right now, he's proven innocent until this.
All right, so what was your question?
No, but first of all, I'm sorry. I just want to say, I'm not saying...
To me, it's the fact that it's laughable to y'all, not like...
No, I'm not laughing at that. I'm saying, because
see, but you tickled as fuck, like...
But I'm saying,
both of y'all, like, this is not a trolling situation. Oh, like, God. Women really be dying.
You know what? Because
husbands and boyfriends,
and men like, die all the time as well.
And
so they get set up, they get hits put on them, and niggas laugh at them. So you know, come on,
hurt and abused by men
until we find an equal way for both sides to, you know, get seen about.
And I could be dead ass wrong, and I could be, but I'm just saying, like. Really, Fab is going to go home and get a gun and kill you.
What did y'all just say? We don't know what happened. Maybe he got AIDS. Maybe he lost the contract because she texted somebody some shit. We don't fucking know.
But under that circumstance, I understand.
No, it's not okay, nigga. Stop.
You feel me? You give me AIDS? Boy, what?
No, I'm saying the question was, can you be friends with an abuser?
With an abuser?
We'll start with men first. Go ahead.
Sir. Men. Yeah.
A man who... You can't?
No, I can't. I'm saying, yeah, I hear your question. Okay. An abuser? No. Because to me, like, that... I'm a person that's, like, highly affected by shit like that. And so anybody that I call friend, like, friend... I don't even want to be a coworker and an associate of somebody that I know that's abusive. Fuck a friend, no.
So if a man comes to you in confidence and says, hey, look, Kay, I got an anger issue. I'm trying to work through it. Me and my girl, we got a problem. I get tired of her, you know, talking to me a certain way. And I just be losing my shit. And she talks to me a certain way that I don't like. Like, would you feel like that person is any less guilty than the man who was just flat out just come home like, oh, I'm drunk, I'm gonna beat my girl type shit?
No, because at the end, it's the same end result. If they both putting their hands on a woman, it still equally is wrong. Uh-huh. One is recognizing his wrong and having a conversation, and one is like, fuck that shit and just hit. You think to that woman it's a difference? She don't give a fuck that he talked to me first.
No, but before you said he didn't do it yet, did he?
No.
He just talking to her
both did it.
Oh, he already did it.
Y'all. He's
both
telling me about how I thought he was like,
he's basically confessing to her that, like, hey, this is what I do, and I don't want to do it, but it's something in me that make me do it.
No, the dude who has a moral compass but still doing the shit versus the one that has no moral compass and just
brothers. If your girl just get on your nerves, bro, just walk away. Go for a drive, man. Go to the park. Just calm down and relax.
That's what Fab was trying to do. They was getting it in the parking lot.
Hey, man. That's another thing. So women to go run to the shit.
All right, let me K is about to lose some shit.
I ain't losing nothing. Y'all just gotta know when to troll one another.
I don't think I could be close to somebody who I know is like a just constantly.
But fuck close,
known.
We say a friend. Y'all ain't got to be
even friends, associates. I can't even fuck with you on a business level. Right. That's how you get down, and I know it.
Right.
Because I just know you're not the type of man.
It says something about your character, right?
Yeah, but do you think you have the right to bring it up to them?
If it's your friend, yeah. If it's my partner, then...
If it's an associate, somebody I don't consider a friend like that, and we just doing business or some shit, I'm not going to bring it up to them.
It's not your place.
No, that's not...
So what if you bring it up to them and they like, you know what, fuck what you said, I'm going to continue being hurt. What you...
That's the end of that.
Well, that's a challenge to you.
Like, what you going to do?
You feel like
you
that's a challenge?
You going to let him continue to beat her?
That's hurt. That's their decision to...
And
that's
the end of that, you can't control another man or woman. But you asking a question about our friendship, I'm going to have to sever ties. Like, of course, I'm going to say my piece. Like, you know this shit is wrong. But anybody that I think is our friend, they going to know how we rock. They going to know where our head is. So if we have a conversation and you literally be on some like, well, I'm still beating her ass, so I'm still fucking his shit up. No, like, what else is there to say? Like, why are you laughing?
Okay. Okay. I hate the way you said it.
That's another thing. So your female friend come to you, like, this nigga, he cheating on me, and I went and fucked all his shit up.
Nah, not even that. See, I get tired of this nigga lying to me, so I'm just beating his ass. I went home and beat his ass.
You still
gonna
fuck with her, aren't you?
So no, do you, no, no, you don't no, look no, at no, it the no, same
no.
way, do you?
No, 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 no. And I will admit, there is a bias. We do right. let women well, get away with shit. But y'all asking me a question. Mm-hmm. No, if I had a homegirl that I knew that she got happy hands, like she literally just be popping a nigga in his face. Right? What is wrong?
You were so domestic violence is not funny.
It's not laughing. To the family, it's fuck. Not funny. But no, seriously, like if I knew a girl that was like that, like that's not fucking cool. Because one, that's still a human and a person with feelings that you put in your hands on. And I feel like the man with the most self-control, if you just corner his ass and keep poking the bear and poking the bear.
Knock your ass out.
Right. If he hits you back, it's like...
So if he hits you back, do you then look at him the same way as you look at the other man?
So hitting is never right. But in this scenario, context mm-hmm. comes into play. Because I know this throwback, but with the Rihanna and Chris Brown situation, from what I hear, that was what they did. Not that severe, like where it's black guys and shit, but they would tussle. Mm-hmm. But it just so happened it was on Grammy night when pictures was going to be taken. Police got called, so people got to see what the fuck they do. And I feel like if it was a situation where she always scratching, hitting, biting, and then he like, fuck this shit and just pops, it's a buildup. You know what I mean?
All he had to say was wait till we get home. Nobody would never even paid attention to the shit.
Yeah,
bro.
It's context. Like a man should never hit a woman. A woman should never hit a man. But we're all fucking human. We all have feelings, mm-hmm. and you can't just keep pushing a person, man or woman, and expect for the shit not to blow.
As a man, control your fucking emotions.
And you know a lot of them don't. Lose your cool. A lot of men don't.
With a female,
like I said, just
if
walk
anything,
away.
Kick them out. Kick
don't
out
kick him
cringe.
Out, bro.
But what if you in a situation that
you're
because not at home?
They don't be want to leave, bro. They not. This yeah. my house. You know how women are, bro.
You
they
can
not.
Grab her and put her you know ass they outside.
They
not
but crazy, not even bro. At home. What if y'all out to
but yeah,
eat?
You right.
Or
just
y'all in some type of social
leave,
setting.
Bro.
You may not be able to leave. And
yeah. You can. You got Uber nowadays. There ain't no reason why you can't.
You just walk
nowhere.
Out, bro. You got to take a walk. You got to go, bro.
Yeah, because
if you stay there, you're going to embarrass yourself and your partner in public.
Yeah. And y'all going to get back together. And everybody going to be like, why the fuck are y'all together?
That's not. I'm just going to walk out.
And that's another thing. I saw there was like a tweet saying, oh, well, don't you know that why everybody's saying Fab... Emily is weak for not leaving. Don't y'all know that, you know, women in those situations, if they leave during a situation like that, they'll wind up getting killed more than likely. This was somebody on Twitter said, she tried to like throw out a statistic. I don't know how true that is.
I don't know
exactly what you're saying, but I know there is like, that's why women sneak out in the middle of the night versus in the middle of a confrontation. Cause yeah, this shit will escalate. Cause it's a control thing. It's like, no, you're not going to leave me. You're not going to overpower me. So
when it's good, you should leave. Cause I don't feel like they're going to leave when it's good. So when should you leave?
See, so it's not a blanket statement because it's like levels to the shit. Like he said, it could be a money thing. I ain't got nowhere to go. It could be so many scenarios.
And a lot of times that's what it is. It's financial support.
Have y'all
seen
a J-Lo movie called Enough?
Yeah,
of course.
Like that shit. Like she just wanted to get the fuck out, but she had to wait until he couldn't confront her and she had a baby to take care of. Like, and she got kids. You know what I mean? Like it's so many levels to that shit. It's not black and white. You know what I mean? So you know it's... And your head says one thing, your heart says another. And then you got to get into the emotional issues. You got to get into the time invested. Like, that shit gets complicated as fuck. So it's easy to be like, yo, you should leave, you know? But then the man probably doing everything, showing you that he's a changed man.
Oh,
man,
I'm a change.
And he really couldn't improve. Let's just say he haven't hit her since, like, 2013. In her head, it could be like, he ain't gonna never do it again. And then, pop, another day some shit happens. Like, and you that, never know.
If you a man and a woman is taking care of you and abusing you, I can see you don't want to leave because you don't have you don't have nothing in society, you know, to help you maintain your life after you leave that situation. If you're dependent upon that woman. Now, a woman in a situation where she's dependent upon a man, when you leave, you're going to get child support. You're going to have government assistance if you need it.
They make women and children like, you know,
they set us up to be taken care of.
Places for you can go to. Yeah, they don't make them for men.
They don't have men shelters for abuse.
And what man really about to be like?
Exactly. Y'all don't admit to it. That's why.
Even if you do, you don't.
Yeah, people
but
don't
if more
care,
of y'all
and then
did, it would be men's
and then people don't, and then people don't admit to it because it's like nobody. For one, nobody's gonna take it serious, and people gonna laugh. Nigga, yeah, yo,
that's
wife
just like male race.
You letting your girl hit you, like
yeah,
they gonna be just like.
But then, what's the implications ass, though? Like you they let your girl hit you, so you don't hit her back,
and then that's when he gonna be like, oh, right? These niggas said I don't hit her back. I'm gonna hit her back.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you a weak ass nigga if you let somebody amp you to hit your girl, my nigga. Like what? No.
You know what? I'm tired of her beating me. Amen.
But look, in the flip side, and I know this is going to be a tough one, but can you be friends with somebody who is an abusee? Like somebody you know who always getting their ass beat.
Yeah.
Can you be friends with that person long term? Be honest.
You can't. Well, for me, because I really invest in my friends emotionally, like I take on their shit, we take on each other's, so like we're very close knit. No, because every time that you come to me talking about this nigga just black my eye, I'm ready to go to war. I can't be ready to go to war every month. Like, that shit is exhausting. Like, you got to take accountability at some point. You got to realize what role you playing. Like, why the fuck are you still here? We talked about this shit 10 times already. So, no, I could not continue to be a friend. Like, not I'm not going to jump ship immediately. But if it's 2, 3, 4 times and it's like, okay, girl, what you going to do? Like, this shit is just a habit now.
Do you ask her what she doing after that point?
Not in the moment, but I think it is a conversation worth having. Like, okay, so what are his triggers? Like, you don't say, what did you do? Because that puts it.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
But you'll be like, hey, what's his triggers, girl? Like, is it because you cooked his food wrong? Or is it because
right,
you yelled at him?
What's going on? You asked her, like, what's going on? What happened? What
yeah,
led up
and
to
then
that?
She's saying, oh, it's when I do this. And not, like, when I breathe a certain way, but she really is provoking him. Then, of course, if that's your friend, you have a real-ass conversation. Like, girl, like, what the fuck are you doing? But if it's just some shit like he crazy and it ain't got nothing to do with what you do or don't do, then... Just...
If he crazy, you crazy. Go ahead, see.
That's a hard question, honestly. If it's a female friend, like, I'm always like, dang. Because what if she, like, need me? What if it get to a point to where it's like, this nigga, like, I really think he about to kill me this time. Like, I need you to come. I need you to pull up.
You
like,
gonna pull up?
I'm pulling up, bro.
You out your crazy. You about crazy.
You not gonna pull up?
You gonna pin her? And don't let it be kids involved in
the
situation.
What's the situation?
I'm
they
up,
constantly
bro.
Getting into it? Or this was
let's
a
just
one
say this is the
thing.
Second time. Let's say it's not a whole bunch of times, but it has happened before.
And she's saying this nigga pulled a gun on her.
Right. Like, say it's
I'm
me, and it's
up,
like 2 a.m., and I'm like, bruh,
I'm
this
up,
nigga
bro.
Got me locked in the bathroom. He got a gun.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, come on, man.
I'm
y'all
that's
just said no.
Though.
What you what
no, I
didn't
say no. I
no,
said,
he said. Oh,
okay.
See, Rich got my back. That motherfucking Ray-Ban.
But even then, man, look. I have a heart, bro. Like, if I got a female friend, she getting beat, bro. As much as I'm not want to hear that shit, like, I'm always, like, feel some kind of way. Because it's like, damn, like, she don't have nobody else to turn to. If she really telling me. And you know how girls do not be want to tell other guys that. Like, do not want. Like, they will not tell a guy, like, oh, yeah, my nigga beating on me. They would tell their female friend before they tell
yeah,
me. So I know
weak.
If
yeah.
she telling me that, like, she really, like, fuck with me on some real shit. And I might be her last, like, you know, listener.
Lifeline,
you
literally.
Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm still hanging around now.
But I can see why, man, maybe it's like Ray-Ban. Because you know how many saviors get killed or hurt themselves?
I was going to say that. So it's a lot of situations where you would put yourself in that situation.
Yeah,
you
know,
might end up getting killed.
It's cool, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. My heart
and,
is
but
pure.
you got to weigh whether or not it's...
Worth it?
It's worth it.
Because
is this a
Lord,
person
God,
who constantly
God,
getting into it with dudes and this dude just happened to fight her back?
Right.
You feel me? Like you gotta kind of look at the person first and be like, okay, well, is this just a situation she found herself into by mistake? And
I'm gonna call
never
the police.
This,
I'm gonna call
you know
the police,
saying?
Bro.
You can call the police
before I have to pull up and I have to.
Ray-Ban
I gotta
don't
get
call the soldiers.
call the
because
race soldiers.
I don't want to get involved because I don't know. I might pull up in there. It might be 4 niggas in there. You know, look.
You ain't got ammo
for
4 niggas.
But what if it's a
niggas?
Situation
look,
where
I got
you
extra
ain't got
clips
time
for you.
To call nobody? You know what I mean? Like, let's just say, okay, you know, we love our scenarios. Let's just say it's a situation where you ain't got time to call somebody.
Right.
Like, we all about to record. I pull up in the car with my nigga, and y'all, like, notice he's, like, beating my ass, like, hey. In the car. Y'all gonna call
I'm
the police?
I'm walking out, bro. I'm walking out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm walking out there. Whip strap, bro. What's
that's,
good?
That's,
what you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Nah, he's
what
not
are you
getting
doing?
All that talking.
What
bro.
Are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
That's what I'm saying. So y'all say you're gonna call the police and shit. Like,
now, in that essence, no, I'm walking
I'm
out
there,
there.
I'm seeing you getting fucked up. That's something totally
I'm putting hands on him. Off
then,
rip. I'm putting hands
this
on
this nigga,
him.
When I get home, this nigga say he gonna do this. Well, bitch, don't go home. What you doing? What you doing? Stay here. Stay here. All right, we'll go get your shit tomorrow. What you talking about? Nah, it'd be shit like... Bro, it would be stuff that's so crazy to me. Like, no, when do people don't really though. Think when they be in situations like that, they do stupid stuff. So that's what I'm saying. You got to kind of weigh and see what's up. So
details matter.
Hey, see, I would say that's a situation you call police.
So what if your homie?
Like, I would call
what if your homie is getting abused?
Like your homeboy.
No, but let me answer the first one. Would I be friends with a female long term? Long term, I can't if it's a continuous thing and it's with multiple dudes. Nah, I definitely ain't fucking because it's something with you. But
what if it's long term with one dude?
If it's long term with one dude, it's a little bit different. And it's more so like, okay, I done told you so many times, I'm not going to keep telling you.
I'm just going to keep calling the police, honestly. That's,
nah, I'm not going to keep calling the police.
I'm going to keep calling them.
Somebody's going to die.
Somebody's going to eventually die, nigga. Stop. You might get her killed. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Don't I'm continuously call.
Look how many women call the police and they end up dying.
They end up dying. Like, so you gotta kind of, but what was the second part of that?
An abusee or an abuser? Could it be a friend with the abusee? You said no if it was redundant, but yes if what? What scenario could you still be friends with somebody that's getting their ass whipped all the time? And they in that position
like I said,
willingly.
If they just happened to be in one situation, it was just a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's long-term, she been with this dude for 3 years, he just started beating her ass. It's a little bit different. I'd be like, okay.
Abuse is abuse, my nigga. What you mean?
I'm saying if they've been together for a long time, because a lot of times it don't happen immediately.
Yeah,
it's going to be years down the line and y'all, you know, everything. Y'all
the
got
signs
built
be there, though. I don't care.
Frustrations
the
and shit.
The signs be there. If y'all play fighting and he just get a little crazy, it's the signs are always there.
Wait, whoa. He get crazy. What, define that. Like, y'all play fighting and what?
Okay, so.
He choke you a little bit?
No, because that could be fun.
I mean, but
that's
what I'm saying. No,
ain't
nobody
talking. I ain't
saying
choking. Y'all say choking.
Some people, that turn them on.
Yes, it does. I'm not talking about choking.
But you ignoring it, but go ahead.
I mean, because it was kind of kinky or whatever. But no, seriously, like if we play
fighting. Nah, if it's with his hands, you good. But if he gets you with his arm,
right,
you got
like
a problem.
Right, like some WWE shit. Nah. Exactly. Or I think remorse, too. Like I know I've been playing fight with my dude before, and like, you could tell by how if they hurt you for real, how they react. Yeah, they'd be like, oh shit. Right?
Exactly.
Right? But then they'd be like, man, brush that shit off. Or like, you know what I mean? You could just tell, like, y'all are assholes, okay?
Yo, I ain't that swollen.
No, but seriously.
You better not go out here embarrassing me with
that
black. I am
so sorry for any woman or man that is listening to this show and they have experienced domestic violence. These are fools.
So fucking
they are fools. Please don't. Just don't.
Anyway, but yeah, I think how a man responds to a situation like that, because I've had a dude be like, you so what he said? Some word, like he would play fight with me, but hurt me all the time. But not on no, like punch me, just like a little too rough. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like whatever you're doing, it's just a little too rough. And he felt like I was just like sensitive. And I'm like, no, like I have brothers, my nigga. Like I know where rough is. You rough as fuck. And to me, that let me know like someone right there.
Yeah.
You know, so the signs are there. You just laugh that shit off and be like, oh, he was just being kinky or whatever. No, pay attention. Like what was he doing? You know, so you just gotta, a lot of times those silent voices and that intuition, you know, like we have the little whispers, you know what I mean? But we just don't pay attention. And then fellas, when the shit blow up, you be like, oh my God.
Fellas, watch them signs when you and your woman tough. Like getting them little fights or whatever, man.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware.
If a woman is quick to get in an argument with you and she feel comfortable enough to push you, it's a wrap.
What you
don't
mean?
Deal with her anymore.
I used to be a pusher.
Yeah, nah. And I would never deal with your ass.
Oh, my God.
Because that, you, long time, I'm going to lose my shit. I'm going to backhand your ass. One.
Or if she quick to, like, pick up valuables and shit, bro. Just hide your shit. Pick up valuables.
Oh, yeah. No.
Hide your shit. Hey.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Lock them up.
I wasn't a push. This also not like high school, though. But you know what? Disclaimer, I had all brothers. And to me, affection, like I had to literally be sat down by my mama, like, listen, that's not how you communicate with a man. Cause I'm so used to, like, with my brothers, we would roughhouse, me and my dad, like, he used to teach me, like, karate moves, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I didn't realize that was in my psyche, like, I was just rough like that. So if I like to do, I may, like, kind of, you know what I mean? Then I had to be like, oh shit, like, that's not how that
shit
goes.
In certain scenarios with your man, I think that, like, play fighting is cool because it's kind of like, if y'all, you're trying to teach a girl or show her different things on like how she needs to defend herself, I think in
that's in that context, right?
Yeah, in that context.
Yeah, but
not when y'all at Applebee's.
Oh, man.
Yo, let me tell you, I was riding a MARTA train one time. And it was at like Lindbergh Station. Yeah. And when I tell you this, my heart broke. Like, even thinking about it now, like I almost want to cry. Like, this man was beating this girl's ass. And the thing is, he was so savage that like nobody would walk. Like,
say nothing.
So they stopped the train. Shahe had a police come or whatever. Train? Yeah, on the MARTA, like the train or whatever. We had stopped at Lindbergh Station, one of those near Lenox or whatever. And he was just brutally fucking like just. I was outside the train. Like, I could see her through the window, like pushed up against the window. But it was just like sometimes it's like you don't know what to do. Like you freeze because it's like, damn, this shit is really fucking happening. And he was a savage.
And nobody ain't do nothing.
People are so fucking scared.
It was mostly white people. Clear people. I'll give him that. And like they was like the only black people on the train. I think it was like one black guy, but it's like elderly. I'm a little petite female outside the train. I'm not gonna run my ass in there because what the fuck I'm gonna do? But I did like when I saw the
white folks love that shit.
It was horrible, but standing, you know, it's horrible. And to me, like, if I'm ever in that position, like, I hate when people just, like, are like, standing by watching. Y'all ain't shit.
Let them kill each other.
You know what? I'm done. We wrapping up this show early.
But for real, in situations like, I mean, I would have to say something, number one. Number two, it ain't that hard to, when somebody in a heat of passion, they focus on beating that person ass, it really ain't that hard to disengage them.
But you think like that. The average ass, regular ass dude.
Nigga, hit the back of their knee. They buckling on the floor right then.
It was so
then
you horrible. Got free range. Like, if I was ever in that position, I would pray to God that it's some man, woman, anybody. Because even a woman, if you hit him with something heavy enough, you can get him away from me. You know, like, but it was just savage. And you could tell the way, the gall of him doing that in front of all these people.
Angry.
And he was going, it wasn't just like, at my other job, somebody got punched like at a register and he like walked out because you could tell he knew it was like wrong and he was at the wrong part of town. He was about to go down. But the fact that he was literally whipping her ass like a man, like it was on some like emotional stuff. He was just like enraged. I was like, what the fuck? But to me, I'm like, damn, like if he felt that comfortable, that means he probably did this shit before. You know,
fellas,
what I mean?
Don't check your girl text messages.
What?
Are you
trying to blame this shit on a text?
Look, man.
All right, so this was a very interesting episode of Back Talk. It got real passionate. Once again, I mean, you know, it was cool. You know,
I love my brother.
Ray,
yeah, man. I love
Ray,
man.
Yeah,
we just disagree
each other.
With police
because
we have a different perspective.
Look, yeah, and that's what I love. I said at every show, we all have different perspectives on things. That's what makes this show great. But, I mean, on a serious note, abuse is never good. It's never a right scenario to hurt anybody, whether it's man or a woman. Mm. And we hope that you love yourself.
Unless your life is in danger.
Domestically, we're saying. I ain't talking about no strangers. Whoop their ass if you don't know them.
Unless your life is in danger. Shit.
I'm trying to be serious, y'all. So, in a domestic situation, it's never right. And, you know, as far as the thing we were talking about earlier with, you know, Stephon Clark and, you know, the police, like, that's something we just, as a community, gonna have to figure out, because that shit can go around in circles forever. But hopefully, again, it sparks the conversation for you guys. As always, let us know what you think, how you feel. Comment on our Instagram, comment on our iTunes, our Google Play, and we're gonna be on Spotify soon, right? Right, man?
We working on it.
So, it's called Back Talk for a reason, so you guys can talk back to us. We hope you enjoyed this show, and we out.
Peace. Oh,